Listening 149. Listen and read.
The Prince and the Pauper. Tom Canty was a boy from a very poor family. His clothes were old and dirty, and he never had enough food. However, Tom believed that he could have a better life one day. He was clever, and he knew how to read and write. He wanted to get a good job and earn enough money to have a house, clothes and good food. One day, Tom was outside the palace gates when he saw Prince Edward. Tom stood and watched the prince for a while. The guards tried to send Tom away, but the prince stopped them. The two boys were very surprised when they saw each other. They had very different lives, but they looked just the same. They had the same eyes, the same hair, and the same faces. The only thing that was different was their clothes. Prince Edward invited Tom into the palace, and the two boys talked about their lives. Edward had lots of money, fine clothes, jewels, and plenty of food. But he had to stay in the palace and be quiet and good all the time. Tom had nothing, but he could play in the street with other boys and meet lots of interesting people.
"I want to be like you," Tom said to Edward.
"You are rich and you can have everything you want." "I want to be like you," Edward said to Tom. "You are free and you can do everything you want."
"Well, you look just like me, and we are the same age," said Edward. "Let's swap clothes. You can stay here, and I can live with your family for a while."
Tom thought this was a wonderful idea. The two boys swapped clothes and looked at each other.
"We are like twins," Tom laughed.
Before Edward left the palace, he hid a wax disc in a suit of armour. Then he left the palace quickly before the guards found the two boys together. Soon, Edward was with Tom's family, but it was not much fun. Tom's father was unkind. He was often angry, and he shouted at Edward all the time. Edward wanted to leave. He ran away and met a soldier called Miles Hendon. He was a kind man and he looked after Edward. They had lots of adventures together. Edward didn't really like life outside the palace. He saw that life was very difficult for poor people. He decided to be a good king and help the people of England. Meanwhile, Tom was pretending to be the prince. It wasn't easy. He didn't know how to act or what to say to people. At first, people thought the prince was ill because he seemed so different. But Tom was a clever boy and he learnt quickly. He had lots of good ideas and he was good at making important decisions. Soon everyone was sure that the prince was well again. Sadly, the king died while Edward was away. Prince Edward was now the King of England. Tom was very worried. He didn't want to be king. Luckily, Edward heard the news and came back to the palace. He arrived just in time. Tom was about to become the King of England. Edward and Tom tried to tell people the truth.
"I'm not Prince Edward," said Tom. "I'm Tom Canty."
"I'm the real prince," said Edward. "We're sorry we lied. It was only a game."
Edward looked poor and dirty, and people didn't believe that he was the real prince. But Edward took the wax disc from the suit of armour and showed it to everyone. The wax disc was the Great Seal of England. Only the true King of England has the Great Seal. So Edward became king. But he remembered his adventures and the lessons he learned when he was with Miles. He was a good king, and he helped the people of England. He made sure that life was better for poor people. Edward and Tom were very good friends, and Tom became a very important man. He was never poor or hungry again.